And here we go with part two, talking fishing with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. And this is continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit about the actual pike and muskie fishing. I know that you were talking about something going on in the rivers. I'm assuming you're talking about mostly north of you there, but also there's good pike and muskie fishing right there in Curtis.
Yes. They're using our pike suckers is the main thing that they're using right now.
Are they fishing drop-offs or shallows, or what do you got to look for structure?
We beds and drop-offs right now. They're out a little bit from those shallows, it seems like.
Okay. And are they rigging them any certain way, or?
Just a great big old treble in the back and one of those 3-inch foam bobbers we saw.
Ah, the big bobbers, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, them pike suckers are big enough that they need that bobber.
Otherwise, you know? They'd be pulling a little red and white plastic one down, wouldn't they?
You'd need a whole cubby of them just to hold it up.
So tell the folks how big you carry those big sucker minnows. I don't think they realize some people that you could actually do.
Anywhere from 5 inches to a foot, typically. You know, there's some that's 14, 15 inches, too, but typically they're on the average probably 8 to 12 inches.
Do you ever get them any bigger than that by request?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Wintertime, we'll get our spearing decoys in, and I carry two sizes of spearing decoys in. Then we go for the two-footers and then the one-footers, so.
Live bait that big, that's just crazy to me. Well, it works, right? And that's pretty cool. Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis is where you're going to find those gigantic sucker minnows. Okay, well, anything else you've been hearing from the bear hunters at all? You mentioned it a little bit ago that, you know, bear season's still on. What are you hearing?
I just heard that the third season was getting a little slow. The moon phase has kind of slowed them down a bit. But, you know, they're still seeing some, but not like what they was for the first and second season. So.
You're hearing mostly nocturnal bears?
Mostly nocturnals, yeah. It's kind of flipped them a bit.
All right, well, anything else we need to know about going on in Curtis? Any events going on?
Oh, yes. The Harvest Moon Ball is this weekend, October 8th, at the Erickson Center.
What's that about?
Well, there's a dinner show and dancing. There's cocktails at 5:30, Mike Ridley at 6. There's dinner at 6:45, and the Doc Woodward Trio at 8 p.m.
Good Lord, you knew it like the back of your hand.
I'm looking at the poster.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Well, Mick, I appreciate your time. I hope we get a chance to get over and see you here soon because, you know, typically I don't get to the eastern end of the UP except in the summertime.
Right.
Except when I go way east to go duck hunting, that is.
Yep.
Speaking of which, I mean, are you seeing any ducks or geese moving through?
There's a few. I haven't heard anybody getting a lot of them yet, but there are a few around, so.
Well, I appreciate your time as usual.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, and this is the Outdoor Show.